Prophetess Vanetta, what's going on? It's your boy Spidey Heck, just checking in on you, saying thank you for stopping by and checking out my spooky spectacular episode. You are the only anchor person that I can say, well, there's been like two other people, but you were the first one and only one in the beginning that listened to the episode, so I want to say thank you for that. I do appreciate you, and since you do play some pretty good gospel music on your podcast, I was going to say, if you could look up Thomas Ware, that's Thomas Ware, and the song is called Cast One Stone. Listen to it. I guarantee you will like it, and feel free to share it on your page, because he's a friend of mine, and he's a gospel singer, and he's good. All right, so God bless you. Thank you again, and this is Spidey, and I'm out.
Spidey Heck, thank you so much for stopping by. Listening to your show is always a pick-me-up. I enjoy the unique content that you do, and you add a lot to people's lives, believe it or not, and I just love the way you do you. So thank you so much for stopping by, and I will fulfill that request on my podcast show. I always like to get input from others and have more of a variety, because I'm sure that there's others that want to hear a little something different in the same vein of gospel music or the same message. So thank you so much for stopping by. All right, people, we're back talking about praising God. I remember the first time when some people, when I was coming into the Lord and I was new into the faith, been in church all my life, but there's a difference when you have a direct relationship with God and you make him a personal friend, or you make him a personal confidant, and learning to praise God. If you don't know anything about praising God, look in the Bible in Psalms. Psalms talks about the reasons why you should praise God. Talks about how you should praise God. It helps you to stop and smell the roses and look. Tells you exactly the words that your heart wants to express. Praise is what your heart wants to express. You know, sometimes we can praise our spouse for being a certain way or having a certain type of character. And what we do when we praise God, we recognize his character, his goodness, his greatness. And we thank him for being who he is without asking for anything. Praise is just simply acknowledging God's character and telling him how much you appreciate his character, how much you appreciate him being, just being or existing, being a part of your life. And if you've ever been in a relationship and you're with a person that shows how much they care and love you, a person that you can have trust in, and they've proven their trust, that they can be trusted, or they're honest and they're good to you, and they've never betrayed you, and you thank them for that, or you recognize and you meditate on that. You take time to allow your thought process to bring you more intimate with that person because of their character alone, without having to ask, hey, can you do this for me? Or even a complaint, not even coming to have a complaint about something. That's how you praise God. You praise him about, you know, by talking to other people about how good he is. Just like you would if you were in a relationship. If your significant other treats you well, makes you happy, you're going to share that. You're going to give praise by speaking about that person to other people. And if you can brag on God, you're giving him praise publicly. If you want to thank God in your worship time for just being him, taking care of you, helping you through the tough times. Just thanking him, not asking for nothing. Just appreciating his divine character. That's praising God. As I said, if you want to understand more and get deeper in praising God, look at Psalms, all the books of Psalms, and how he would protect you. And he's a God of protection. He loves you enough to protect you. He loves you enough to provide for you, to heal you, to direct your path. He cares that much that he says that he'll never leave you or forsake you. So, with that being said, praising God isn't as hard as we think it is. It's just about acknowledging his character, getting to know him a little bit better, not seeing that he's far off somewhere, but seeing or feeling him right beside you. Now, with that being said, just get by yourself and just take a little minute just to appreciate God and his divine nature and his character. Let's talk about praising God. Let's be more proactive. Let's be active with praising God. Let's get intimate by telling God what we know about him. Isn't it something if a person comes to you and all of a sudden they just tell you how they feel or tell you the qualities that they like about you? Doesn't that feel good? But God would like some of that too. I don't mind bragging on God. And when I brag on him, he can't help but bless me. But that's not why I want to praise God. I praise God because I love him, because I see who he is. And I want you to see who God is in your life as well. Don't complain about the little things or why this isn't happening just yet. He cares enough for you to bring things in divine timing, not to rush it, not to give you something that would harm you, not to give you something that you're not ready for. He will take the time to walk you through life to prepare you for the best, because he loves you. And God is trustworthy. God is not like man that he should lie. I love the Lord, and I hope you do too. And keep praising God.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.